Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. I'm Allison Klein. We're coming to you from OpenStack Tokyo, and I'm delighted to be with Michael Ade, director of the Converged Cloud team at HP Enterprise. Welcome, Michael.
Thank you. I really appreciate you having me here, and I'm excited to talk with you.
Tell me a little bit about the Converged Cloud team and what you guys work on.
HP has a long history of shipping enterprise-class hardware, enterprise-class software applications on top of that. And with the advent of the cloud, it's very much point and present in the releases around the technologies associated with cloud. HP, like Intel, is a platinum partner with the OpenStack Foundation. We have a set of products that we're bringing to market that we're calling Converged Cloud. HP is very focused on the hybrid solution around cloud. Mm-hmm. Private and public work best together. The Converged Cloud offerings from HP are really targeted at private consumption of cloud. So enterprise class cloud.
Now we're at the OpenStack Summit and the word of the day is Helion. So why don't you position Helion within that converged cloud viewpoint?
Helion is an overarching brand. It refers to a number of products from HP. We have Helion OpenStack, which is obviously the OpenStack distribution from HP. We have Helion Development Platform, which is a Cloud Foundry-based development layer, a PaaS layer. That runs on top of that Helion OpenStack release. We have a number of other technologies that are coming to market, storage technologies, various other solutions. And we partner with a number of people around the full set of cloud technologies. We obviously incorporate best-of-breed technologies. OpenStack is best-of-breed for infrastructure as a service. We're very focused on that. We've announced in multiple venues over many, many months our affiliation with OpenStack. We all know that open source projects don't necessarily make products. Mm-hmm. We package those technologies in OpenStack along with our extensive value add to make a product of OpenStack. It's targeted at enterprise consumption. It can also be used to deploy pretty significant scale out in the case of service provider networks.
Where are enterprises thinking about your Helion solutions with OpenStack today, and where do you see that growing over time?
So every enterprise in the world today is looking at cloud. Cloud represents a dramatic democratization of infrastructure availability for developers. It also represents a pretty significant change in the way in which infrastructure is resourced. But cloud's a journey, and there's a lot of difficulty in implementing various technologies, in part because of the relative immaturity of some of the technologies, but also because open source projects don't always make effective products. There is a lot of private cloud deployment on the various Helion technologies, and we've seen extensive interest worldwide. This is a truly universal interest across the enterprise community.
So I think that one of the things that HP brings to the table is making it easy to consume technology for the enterprise. How are you doing that within the Helion arena?
Well, Helion is an overarching brand comprised of all the areas that you would expect, certainly around compute and storage. And so if you talk about the compute consumption of OpenStack and related technologies, you're talking about buying HP Helion Rack. And what HP Helion Rack is a pre-tested, pre-tuned, and pre-configured private cloud solution that makes it super easy for enterprise customers to deploy OpenStack or deploy storage for OpenStack, other component solutions of that stack. Within that also, you have HP Helion Content Depot. Helion Content Depot is a way for us to construct an enterprise-scale, enterprise-class Swift deployment that focuses on object storage for OpenStack implementations. And that technology is really super easy to deploy. It's essentially ordering a SKU and deploying it at your enterprise. With those technologies, you get the base infrastructure to then begin defining world-class cloud workloads. And the way that we package that solution is through HP Helion Development Platform, which runs on top of HP Helion OpenStack. And it provides that PaaS layer that's essential for writing cloud-native workloads that will run on OpenStack, it will run your enterprise. All of those technologies are essentially products derived from projects in the OpenStack community or in the Cloud Foundry community in the case of HDP that allow you to go forward and have a super efficient, super easy deployment experience, a great consume experience, and allow enterprises to get economies of scale with their technology deployments.
Tell me a little bit about how HP and Intel are working together towards delivery of hybrid cloud solutions to your customers.
The relationship with Intel and HP is long, it's longstanding, and it's really not just a specific marketing relationship or an exclusive engineering relationship. As we release server technologies based on Intel processors or using Intel chipsets or using Intel network configuration stack or network chipsets, those things are pre-configured for enterprise consumption. They use the best of breed technologies that Intel's developing, that HP's developing, for a very efficient and effective enterprise cloud deployment. So we really are executing at every layer of the stack. We're executing jointly around marketing, around engineering, making these solutions best of breed, making them easy to consume, easy to deploy and scale out, and taking advantage of the latest generation technologies in all of our offerings.
I heard someone talking about extension of collaboration around storage. And obviously, this is just one data point on a much broader collaboration. But can you tell me about that?
Sure. So our software-defined storage group at HP has been working extensively with Intel around Ceph extensions for non-volatile memory. And we actually had a pretty significant premiere of that technology at the last IDF. So we're really focused on scaling enterprise storage. There's no shortage of data in the enterprise, and there's just more data coming. So increasing the relative speed, performance, the relative availability of these technologies, and having best-of-breed technologies like SSD and non-volatile memory that are addressable through accepted APIs like Ceph and Swift are super critical for all of our enterprise customers.
When you look at it from a customer perspective, the non-volatile memory obviously offers some unique capabilities. What are you hearing from enterprises in the desire to move to non-volatile memory-based scale-out storage?
As with most technologies, you know, we start out with fairly expensive solutions. There's been dramatic drops in SSD cost and dramatic improvement in the durability and the speed of these technologies. And all those things are highly attractive to enterprises. Let's face it, these technologies are not deployed because people like the new bright shiny. These technologies are deployed because enterprises need to make money. And the most effective way to make money is to have the best tools for the job. Implementing the best tools for the job makes it possible for them to focus on their value chain. It really does make for a more highly profitable, more efficient, easier to consume infrastructure.
Ultimately, a competitive advantage.
Generally, whenever I think about enterprise adoption of these things, I don't see any shortage of enterprise adoption. So there's initially a competitive advantage if you're the first mover, but rapidly it becomes a competitive disadvantage to not deploy these new technologies.
Good point. Now, one of the coolest things that we do, I think, is our joint Intel HP Solution Center in France.
Grenoble is beautiful. I don't know if you've ever been
there
or not.
It's a gorgeous city. I'm waiting for an invitation to come visit the Solution Center.
Grenoble is really an awesome facility. The solutions that we deploy there, testing, tuning, fine-tuning, getting it right for enterprise deployment. That is the purpose of that facility. We have a number of enterprise briefings that go through that facility. The number is just staggering. Everybody wants to see it. Everybody wants to kind of kick the tires, see what's possible, imagine the opportunity that they're going to get from this new technology, in part do a proof of concept, see if they're able to consume that technology in the way that they want, give feedback, and help us tune it to their specific use case. So that facility really does provide all those capabilities.
If folks listening online are interested in learning about your converged cloud solutions, where would you send them?
HPE.com. HP is splitting into two companies, as the world knows. So our website is transitioning from HP.com, which will go to the HP Inc. side, no pun intended. And the HP Enterprise website will be HPE.com. In the interim, you can go to www.hpe.com/Helion, H-E-L-I-O-N.
Thank you so much for being on the program today.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.